And I'm with Renee Korsling, who is the manager of the North Dakota State Fair. Thanks for being with us today, Renee.
You bet. My privilege.
Well, the State Fair kicks off on Friday, July 19th. Tell us, you've got a lot of things to see and do, right?
It is wonderful. People are moving in here. It is a wonderful, wonderful time to be a part of the State Fair.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the entertainment. I know your country entertainment, probably some of it, or is it all of it sold out? Tell us about that.
Well, it is not sold because we do this country show pass, you know, and you can buy one ticket for only $110, and then you can choose who you want to go to or all of them. So you can go to Rascal Flatts on the first night. You can go to Justin Moore and Chase Rice on Saturday night. Sunday night is Midland, and then Monday is Enduro. Tuesday is the Enduro Outlaw race. Wednesday is Ned Ledoux, and then Friday is Tim McGraw. You can choose every one of those shows if you want to go to them all, or if you just choose to go to one on that country show pass.
And you've got some rock and roll legends that are coming too. Tell us about those.
We do. So Thursday night, you can go to Rick Springfield, Starship, and Greg Kinn. All three of them will be on the stage at different times. The concert will start at 8 o'clock, and they will switch. First it's Greg Kinn, and then it's Starship, and then it will end up with Rick Springfield. And then the last night, Saturday night of the fair, is Weezer. And we're really excited about Weezer, and they have an opening act of Against Me, and there's several people that have been excited about the opening act. So
I'm thinking that Weezer is going to be sold out. That's my prediction. A very popular group.
It really is. So if people want to go to Weezer, get your tickets now. Last year we did sell out, and people had come and didn't have their tickets in their hands. So, yep, do that ahead of time.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things, the other activities that you have at the North Dakota State Fair. I know one of my favorites is the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Tell us about what people can see and do there.
Isn't that an incredible area? Anyone that comes on the fairgrounds during fair, you need to go to that area. We call it Pathways to Fishing. And first of all, if it's blistering hot out and you just want to cool off, you go in there and you sit down. And honestly, it is quiet, and I don't know why, except for the beautiful trees and shade, you can cool off. And you can watch kids that are learning how to fish. Those great people over there show them how to thread a worm onto a hook or how you do things properly when you're fishing. Plus, there's so many other things to do in there. They have activities of all types of sorts, and so great place to visit. Right next to them on the other side of the pond is Fur Traders Rendezvous, where the mountain men are showing their skills of past years. So a lot of history there, and the teepees and the whole thing. It's a step back in time.
We're with Renee Korsling, who is the manager of the North Dakota State Fair. What are some of the new things this year that people will see when they go to the North Dakota State Fair?
I was hoping you would ask, because the first thing I want to tell you is we have a brand new carnival coming in. And so that is huge, huge news. And so that's one of the big things. We have another thing that's called Kids Space. And it is located right next to the bunny barn, so all the kids can lead you there. But it is an area that will be air-conditioned, so once again, if it's hot. And in this kid space, we have the Magic City Discovery Center for Kids. And UND is bringing in a team of ambassadors, and they're talking about the Apollo 11 landing and a lunar playground, and it'll be all about space. And there's so many details and fun things in there. You'll have a tough time getting your kids back out of there. So that's a new thing. Coming in on July 23rd through the 27th, once again, we have a memorial to remember the fallen. Now, this is to those that have given their lives for us, for our country, since 9/11. So it's from the horrible day of 9/11 to current. And so we hope people do come and see that honor to visit that area. So many different things. You know, we got free stages of high dives, and we have sharks here this year, and a new dog show, and of course, we have Daryl's Racing Pigs back, which is not new, but is always a hit.
Renee, thank you. Before you go, give folks the dates of the State Fair. I know it kicks off on Friday, July 19th.
Through the 27th. And go to ndstatefair.com because there's so many more things to come and see. Don't forget that 4-H and FFA and all the stuff that they bring to us.
Renee, we want to encourage everyone to check out those 4-H exhibits that are at the North Dakota State Fair Center during this year's North Dakota State Fair. Thanks again for joining us, and we wish you all the best for this year's North Dakota State Fair.
Thank you. See you at the fair.
There is Renee Korsling, our guest here on KOVC.